home. Have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm. Take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. Everybody on the come on and go with me.
Alone in a corridor. faceless men, fuckers, we still stand.
That's right, boys and girls. That was Alive by Pearl Jam. And before that, it was Given a Fly, one of our faves here at the Giddy Up. Welcome, boys and girls, to our All Pearl Jam show here on this on this fifth day of, what is it, August?
It's August.
Yeah.
I don't even know what month it is.
Last week I was convinced it was June 30th and it was July.
Anyways, welcome, boys and girls. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. Sitting across from me is my girlfriend, the funny man, Chris Ridgway, and, of course, my lover, Tina Marie. Welcome to the show, kids.
How you guys doing? It used to be the other way around. It used to be your girlfriend, Tina Marie, and your lover, Chris
Ridgway. It used to be. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
did we switch seats or something?
I don't know. I think so.
He put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
it's a beautiful day here in Medford. Actually, I don't even have the weather queued up, which I always do.
28, snowy.
Is it?
Chance of a blizzard.
Well, we'll be reporting that soon. Trust me, it's 87 degrees air in the beautiful state of Medford.
Well, Barry Burbank said this, we're canceling winter. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, so breaking news, we're canceling winter. Oh, wow, sweet. Somebody just posted a picture of Mike McCready in Boston hanging out with a couple of people. There's been a ton of Pearl Jam sightings.
Sweet.
McCready's always man about town in Boston. Now, I thought this was really cool. Some guy posted something on the fan site that he bought a ton of merchandise, because you can go to the merchandise trucks before the shows. And right. He sees a van, and Eddie Vedder comes out.
Really?
And, yeah. He didn't want to bother.
We just seen Eddie Vedder right before we got into the studio.
Hey, if you drink as much as we do, you're always seeing Eddie Vedder. Because he goes to bars. No, I'm kidding. So he saw Eddie Vedder get out of the van. He didn't know if he should approach him, if he's going to bother him. Eddie Vedder comes up to him and goes, "Hey, man, what do you got there?" And he showed him all his merch, and he took out a pen, signed everything for him.
Wow.
Wow.
Coolest band on the planet. Cool people.
Awesome.
They were fans before they were rock stars, and they get it.
They get it.
They get it.
So today, kids, we are doing All Pearl Jam show. If you hadn't seen any of our websites, Facebook, and we are doing that in lieu of, because Pearl Jam is playing at Fenway this weekend, Friday and Sunday, right? And Sunday. Hard Rock Cafe is doing something on Saturday.
Also blues, yep.
And we love Pearl Jam, so we decided that we're going to do an All Pearl Jam show. We like to do stuff like that. We did the Foo Fighter Friday last year, but we're doing Pearl Jam when the Foo Fighters were at Fenway, and we're doing all Pearl Jam all day.
PJ
Friday.
I don't want to take anything away from Amy's segment if she does call in, but Pearl Jam, two sold out shows, Fenway Park. Plenty of good tickets for Luke Bryan this weekend at Gillette.
I know.
Plenty of good tickets available. I think they're like $10 on StubHub right now.
What?
Yeah.
For Luke Bryan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I believe that.
Go there, get drunk, and have some racist call you names, just like every country show. And ladies, make sure you're wearing your chastity belts, if you know what I mean. It's
so,
a little crazy down there.
2:17 in the afternoon. It's 87 degrees here in the beautiful state of Metro Boston. And we're just going to get back to a couple of Pearl Jam songs, and then we're going to come back with our shout-outs, and then you know, our usual nonsense as well. So why don't you take us out, Tina Marie?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
Waiting, Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. There's no one else who needs to know. She tells herself, memories back when she was smooth and strong and waiting for the world to come along. Swear she knew it, now she swears he's gone. She lies in.
Painted room, can't WMFO Medford.
All right, 2:25 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on 91.5 WMFO. Oh, we got a phone call.
No, they're calling it on the old line.
On the old line, which...
The 3800 line.
Oh.
It doesn't have access over there.
No, it... Oh, how do you know? Smart butt.
Because if it did, it would be ringing over there.
So whoever's calling in, please call in to 855-915-9636.
Or, locally, 781-350-3264.
And if you're loco... Skype us at WMFO-DJ.
Yeah, if you're local, you dial the old number.
They're local, they dial the old number.
It's going off again. Well, we're sorry we can't take that call.
I can't.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It's the all Pearl Jam. It's, what do we call it? The PJ Friday?
PJ Friday.
PJ Fridays.
Does not mean that we're wearing PJs today. It means we're playing Pearl Jam.
No, we're all naked.
Yeah,
as usual.
Well, that's what we wear for PJs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody sleeps in PJs. What are we, Archie Bunker?
We got more phone calls coming left, right, and furious.
All right. I got a phone call coming right in right now. We'll get to the shout-outs right in a minute. Okay, so... WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hey, Mac Daddy.
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
So, my name is Robert.
My brother. Yeah. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Hang that up, please. Oh, my God. She's on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, how you doing?
Good. Very good. Yeah. Are you listening to the show?
Pearl Jam, man. You guys are rocking it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
We definitely. We got the let out last night, and now we're going to Pearl Jam it.
How good was that show?
That show was awesome.
That show was awesome.
It was nice meeting you too, because it was great.
Yeah, we had a great time with you guys.
We did.
Yeah, that was something special.
It was serendipitous.
Hey, Robert, this is Chris. You from Revere?
Hey, man. Boston area.
Oh, right on. Cool. Right on. Nice. Are you going to any of the PJ shows this weekend?
So the plan is to...
He's one of those guys that goes to the show and just gets tickets.
Yeah, he just goes.
He doesn't order them ahead of time.
Good for you. I'll be there on Sunday. So, game on, 4 o'clock. There's a bit of a pre-gamer. For PJ fans, so definitely show up.
Where's that going to be?
Game on at the
Game on.
Of,
I think we'll hopefully we're live now at Game On.
Yeah, friends at Game On
has
put us on.
Shout out to Game On.
Yeah.
Our
friend Game On's a bar in around Fenway.
Yeah, it's right across from the Cask and Flagon. It's connected to Fenway Park.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
All right. What time are you guys going to be there?
I'll be there around 4 o'clock. I'll be the guy drinking. Well, I won't be hard to spot.
I'll be the guy next to you drinking.
Right on.
So how you guys doing?
Good. We're on a beach and taking in some New England culture.
Yes, I agree. Okay, and well, thanks for calling in, and you definitely gotta like our page and stay in touch with us, because we'll go to concerts with you guys later.
Yeah, or we'll just go out and have dinner, hang out.
Whatever, just drink.
Yeah, you guys rock. Hold on 1 second. Someone wants to say hi.
Okay. All right.
Hi! Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
How are you, honey?
That was the 11-year-old
actor. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was one of the kids.
It sounded like her voice.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like Maureen. She just wanted to get on the radio.
That's cool. What's her name?
That was Isabella.
Isabella?
Isabella. And who else?
And hey, we got Victoria.
Hold Victoria on. And
oh,
Isabella.
Yeah. Isabella and Victoria.
All right.
Hi. That's cute.
You guys rock, man. You guys rock.
Thank so you.
Cool. Hey, listen. We will hook up. Let's do another show.
Yeah, definitely.
All right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get the lead out.
All right. We are going to do that. All right, Robert.
You guys rock.
See Thank you. Go.
Thanks, Robert. Later. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right, bye. I don't know.
He said there's 2 tickets available tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, Robert, there's 2 tickets available for tonight. If you and Maureen want to go.
Someone on the fan club.
Chris just looked them up. You could have said it, bro. Oh. She'd kill me.
Her and Aubrey can go knitting together.
All right.
Yeah, you guys are funny.
Yeah, we're real funny. 2:31 in the afternoon. It is 87 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And it's time for the shout-outs. Why not?
Shout it out loud.
So take it away, Tina Marie.
Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham. Maureen Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon. You just shut my microphone.
That's what we do. What a boyfriend.
Yeah, right?
he practices that at home every day.
That's how he tunes me out. He just presses the button at home.
Hey, I'm in control of the buttons.
No, I couldn't
hear
you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on.
No, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, you're on. I just shut off.
He just screwed with all of us.
Hey, pay no attention to that man behind the board.
Look at me, big man behind the board. Look what I do. I'm playing God.
I am playing God.
I shut your mic off in the middle of the
next thing, he's going to be experimenting with making something that's half man and half monkey.
I've already done
that's
that.
That's him. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. 10 to midnight.
Yes, tonight.
On Fridays.
Baby making music.
Michelle Langley Kaplan.
You know who this was.
Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall.
I'm going to be back.
David Struff. Eddie Riley. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti. And Steph Cardoni of the Lounge. Thursdays at from 8 to 10 p.m. I guess Captain Wayno's checking in.
Captain Wayno.
It is Captain Wayno that just texted me.
And?
Says, happy PJ Day to the gems of the radio.
Hey.
The pearls of wisdom that know how to jam.
Wow. Was that Nipsey Russell?
He's
composing
Paulie
haikus
Tina
for us now.
And Chris, Captain Wayno loves you guys.
Peace and love.
Thank you, Captain.
He's Captain Wayno. He's pretty eloquent with his words.
He's very eloquent every week.
He's been thinking
week.
Of writing that all week.
You can see he's sitting there with old school parchment paper with a quill, dipping it in ink. I'm working on my correspondences.
I'm going to write a haiku for the Gideon.
Yes.
Haiku.
Yes.
In Pearl Jam form.
Wayne is now the official poet laureate of the Gideon.
Yes, he is. When you've been waiting to drop that word.
I know.
Since you looked it up 2 weeks ago. I got to drop haiku somewhere.
I think Captain Wayno is now officially the president of the Giddy Up Fan Club.
I believe so.
We have.
He has been our most faithful listener.
The president.
Always.
Yes. Yes.
Always.
Always.
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Todiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Masen Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL.
Who will be in the BOS next week?
BOS for
What's
Steph.
What's the BOS?
Boston.
Boss.
Should be up here in Boston.
That's the official.
Oh, is that?
Is the ATL, the BOS.
Is that how the kids say it?
Yeah. That's how she rolls. Yeah.
Okay.
She'll be handing out business cards at Logan for the for her show and
So next week I'll say Steph Palermo in the BOS.
All right.
In the in the North Shore.
Instead of the ATL.
Mm-hmm. I think she's actually gonna be Medford in the 021.
She's gonna be a Medford.
Yeah. Tell her to come on the show.
She actually was asking if she could be a guest.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We love guests.
We do love guests.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially naked ones.
Message her.
That'll be fun. Then I'll have someone to be naked with.
That's right.
What? I'm not good enough?
Well, her boobs look better.
Well, my looks better. Fill in the blank. I feel like Alec Baldwin now. Doing match game. Gonna match come game. In one of those long mics like he did. The tribute to the Rayburn.
He did it. Yeah. to Gene Rayburn. You're right. Go ahead, Mama.
Frankie.
You know me and Chris always have to
Medford.
Interrupt.
I know.
The mustache of Medford. The Tom Selleck of Selleck's.
Of Selleck's.
By the way, not only is that his name, that's the TV show Polly and I are writing for him.
Yes, we are.
The mustache of Medford. His mustache solves the mysteries, not him.
No.
Right. So it's like a buddy film?
Yes. His mustache goes out on the street.
Yes.
You know, and fights crime and solves mysteries.
While Frankie's at home making a sauce.
He's making a sauce and meatballs.
He's got the big scolabasta for the pasta.
Hey, I'm making scungili. Hey, mustache, go out and solve a crime.
Where you been, mustache? I've been solving the Brinks heist. From 1950.
Right.
Oh, that'd be even better. Making an old-timey picture. Making a period piece from the 50s.
And being black and white.
He's stuck on a mustache from the 50s, man.
Right? Denise Fioretti, Mamolette.
Whoa!
The Mamolette.
And where would you be doing your business week?
Actually, I changed...
venues?
Yes. I will be giving out at Pizza Hut this week. Pizza Hut. I'll be giving out Mamolettes at Pizza Hut this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Pappalardo's.
Yes, Pappalardo's and Mamolettes.
And they're...
They're giving out coupons for a half-price pizza at the same time.
Yeah. Half-price Friday.
If you get a Mamolette...
Say Polly's name. You get the sausage free. You know what I'm saying.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Big Connie Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Big Jack and Janice. I don't know why
I just said that twice again.
I don't know why.
Everybody will be big for the rest of the shout-outs.
It's not only Pearl Jam, PJ Friday, it's Repeat Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
So special, if you want to hear Daughter again, it's coming right up.
Special Get Well and On the Road to Recovery wishes for Chet.
Yes. We love you.
Great to hear, Chet.
I'm never going out for dinner with him again.
No, never.
Ever.
All he does is complain.
He complained so much. At one point, there was four waitresses plus the manager at our table.
Yes.
It was like an emergency session.
And it was crowded in there. So
he figures he beat cancer. He could beat the Olive Garden.
He beat them to death for the free friggin'.
He wanted the free meal. He wanted a round of drinks for free.
She's like, I'm sorry, sir, we can't comp alcohol. Well, I'll take a free dessert then. Sure, anything you want.
Got all free desserts. What?
No, he said can't comp alcohol in the state.
No, I know you can't. Yeah. No.
They'll give you
unless you know the bartender.
Yeah, that's different.
Then it's not comped. It's just a wink and a smile.
I mean, they can send you over like a bottle of nail polish remover and you can go to town on it.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You'll be drunk, but you may not be the same.
No.
You may not be able to do simple mathematics.
Maybe leaving.
Why do you say mathematics? Why don't you say mathematics?
Because it was funnier. I'm the funny man. I say things in a comedic tone.
All right.
Why didn't you just say math?
Because math's not funny. Mathematics is. Math. Mathematics.
Amatics.
Is that like when I say school?
School.
School.
Thank you, Chris. Amatics.
Who is the greatest pitcher in Braves history?
In which history?
Tommy Maddox.
No, he was his brother. Greg Maddox.
Oh, Greg. Oh, Tommy's brother.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, he had a good career in Babe Ruth.
He's like the pitching coach at the Rangers, but we'll talk sports between 4 to 6.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at
the
wheel.
In a hot tub.
Cookie!
Christine Fantasiastic is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. She is fantasiastic.
Buddy, Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi, Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo.
Papalardo's.
Who is now in business price. With Denise Fioretti Mimolet.
Half price on Fridays.
No, this half price pizza.
Papalardo and Mimolet LLC.
Yes. Yes, because it doesn't sound the same, Mimolet and Papalardo.
Oh, I actually think Mimolet and Papalardo does sound better.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think the Absolutely. Hard P sounds better, because then you go right into the soft M.
Hey, we're on the radio. Stop talking about the hard P. God, your children listening.
Mimolet and Papalardo's are 2-for-1 today.
Or Papalardo's and Mimolet's. Depends on which order you'd like them.
2-for-1 price.
Personally, I would like my Papalardo first.
Yeah, but by the way, if...
It's the hard P.
We need to be, at least 500 feet away from a school, I think.
Point. Well, I think we will be, yeah, on Ferry Street, yeah, in front of Pizza Hut. We're just closer to Ferry Street. Instead of Backmore.
No, we'll just do them right in the parking lot. Right in the middle.
Yeah, screw it. Let's see if we can go in the liquor store and do it.
Okay.
Ricky Cummings, speaking of the Dirty E. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yes.
Walking all over that place.
He's Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yes, he is. That's probably why they call it the Dirty E.
Well, this show just keeps getting...
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Avis Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termosh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail
yum,
Snow.
Yum.
That's the fun part. Bisson, Sweetser, Delish.
That's the law firm that got me
that
is. About that capital case.
Yeah.
That's why I'm able to be here today.
Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary, and Ed Lyons.
The Lions King.
In Norfolk.
They don't drink, don't smoke, Norfolk.
Mm-hmm. Right on to the right on. Joanne Riddle.
The Riddler.
I am DJ Flex.
The Riddler.
Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamaco Mokwin from Peabody, and special shout out to our new listeners who are listening at the beach today.
Yes.
Robert, Maureen, Isabella, and Victoria.
Awesome meeting, well, not all of them, but Robert and Maureen
yes.
last night when we got the let out.
We got the let out.
Great show at the Wilbur Theater. Great nice. Show.
Great place to see a show, too.
It is a great place to see a show, except they don't have seats. Well, some if you're special.
No, I just had general admission.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't buy seats.
Would you sit on the benches?
No,
we were just standing.
Really?
But we were close. We weren't far away.
Yeah. It was only $25 for general admission.
Yeah, next time spend the dough.
The nerve. Canopy Lake.
What? Yeah, we had a...
Impractical Jokers.
We had a very busy week.
He's my fifth kid. Listen to him. He went on all the rides.
Wow, your voice just got really high.
Did he get a cotton candy?
Yeah.
Did he get a cotton candy?
No.
I didn't get. I didn't even get a cotton candy.
Chip.
Yeah.
You own one.
No.
Yeah, you owe me a cotton candy.
I owe him a cotton candy.
Yeah, did you get a hot dog?
No, all right. No, we got regular food.
Kids, 2:44 in the afternoon. We are doing all Pearl Jam Day. And it's for the wish list as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Mike wants to call in, if he's listening, give us a call. I'm going to probably go to a couple Pearl Jam songs, so call in right after if you want. And I hope we're live at Game On.
Be nice.
Game On at Fenway.
Game On.
Yeah. And we'll get some people laughing and in the mood for Pearl Jam tonight. So it is 2:44 in the afternoon. All right, 2:45. It is 87 degrees. No, I'm looking at the weather. But 87 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And we'll be right back. Why don't you take us out, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Right back, kids. That was Pearl Jam, as as announced. State of Love and Trust. From that was Cecil. That is Christopher Funnyman's favorite Pearl Jam song, believe it or not.
Yeah, from the single soundtrack. I believe from it was the first song they recorded as Mookie Blaylock.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow.
Yeah,
way back in the Seattle days.
That's a great movie, by the way. It makes you, makes me feel like I'm 22 again.
So a lot of you probably didn't know that. But anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up. It is 2:55 in the afternoon. And we are hopefully broadcasting live at Game On at Fenway, hopefully.
And tailgaters, too, if you're hanging out there drinking.
Hopefully listening. You're enjoying our all Pearl Jam show.
And Mike McCready, if you're driving around and you happen to tune this in, call in. Come by.
Yes, please.
We're at Curtis Hall on College Ave.
We are. And it is still 87 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And the number here is 781-350-3264. And I think Christopher has a little segment for us of the... What year are we going to?
Well, let's spin the wheel.
All right,
see
hold
where
on.
It lands.
Let me get the... Hold on. I'm trying to find it. I didn't have it queued up because you didn't tell me. Who's doing this?
We have to go to the remote location outside of the Giddy Up headquarters because the wheel is so big. So we need to. We have an intern out there today spinning the wheel.
Giddy Up headquarters. I can't find it now.
It's kind of like the Batcave. It's an undisclosed location.
I already did it.
Built by.
Oh, there we go.
Built by an eccentric billionaire.
Where did it land, Chris?
Uh-oh! This date, this week in 1992.
Ooh, that was a good year.
Yeah. I lost my virginity that year.
So did I. Wait a minute.
That sounds very suspicious.
Hey. No, come on. We're kidding. We all know it's 76.
Obviously, I know that.
We all know it's 1976.
Right.
The magic room.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We do know that.
With the turkey.
Remember, this is a show for entertainment purposes only. So you cannot sue us? I mean, what are you going to get? Our headphones? Seriously.
I wear the ones at the station.
I know. They're provided by Tufts. Don't sue me. Sue Tufts. They got more money. Their endowment's probably over a billion. Me? Mine's only half a billion.
Half a billion.
You know, and to quote Iggy Pop, I am worth a million in prizes.
In prizes? Iggy Pop.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going way back to the year of 1992. Get your flannel out, have your paisley shirt.
That's right.
Cut off shorts or whatever you did. When you were allowed to actually wear jean shorts or jorts.
Jorts.
Being ridiculed.
As LB wears every day.
And you know that if you wear a dungaree short shirt with your jorts, that you're from Canada.
That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. That's what Canadian people
makes
do.
Makes sense.
Oh, Canada?
Dungaree on dungaree. That was not code for anything.
Wait a minute. We sent you
that's
on
a fashion faux pas.
We sent you on that cultural exchange back a few months ago to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that's
we did.
What you came back with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We wanted you to steal the
dungaree.
Secret poutine recipe.
I have the poutine recipe. We talked about that.
Is that code for something?
No.
No.
We were really angry when we found out it was just French fries and gravy.
Who keeps calling the old number?
That's that person that already called, and I gave him the right number.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Well, obviously, he's too stupid to be on the show.
Well, either that or somebody's calling in from the app because the app has the old number in it.
No, it's the kid. I recognize the phone number.
There you go.
All right.
He's in a Kiss cover band, so just ignore him. All right, so number 20 is 1992. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. And you...
What?
Yeah, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. With Sex on Wheels. I'm not.
I do not remember that.
Can you turn me up?
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
Sex on Wheels.
So if your name is Wheels, you had a great week. XTC?
That's going to be me in about 10 years. Because I'll be in a wheelchair.
Well, I thought you were going to replace your feet with wheels.
That's what I said to him the other day.
Legendary British band, early in the alt scene, XTC, with Dear Madam Butterfly.